Trump describes fight against communism in CPAC Hungary address. By Peter Catalon, May 22, 2022. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has described how his country is facing the issues of socialism and communism in his surprise address to CPAC Hungary. In a surprise address to the conservative CPAC conference taking place in Hungary on Friday, former U.S. President Donald Trump described how both his nation and the world were facing the issues of socialism and communism. Trump also took the opportunity to praise Viktor Orban, the political leader of the host nation, who had addressed the conference only the day before. In a video message shown at CPAC Hungary, the 45th president of the United States lauded Orban as a good man and he has done a fantastic job for his country, lauding the Hungarian leader's win as a very big election result. The former president also emphasized the similar aims that he and Orban hold, noting that they were both committed to fighting the influence of the radical left. "We're looking to stop a lot of the problems that are going on in the world, including in the United States, socialism and even communism if you look at it really deeply," Trump said. The populist firebrand expressed disappointment that he could not attend the event in person, but emphasized that it was still an honor to address the conference held in Budapest, and that one of these days soon we'll all be together. "Just keep up the good work, keep up the fight. And I'll see you soon." While a notable surprise address for the conference, Trump was only one of many major conservative figures in Budapest this week, with the likes of Brexit leader Nigel Farage and Fox News host Tucker Carlson also addressing those attending the event. Perhaps unsurprisingly, this appears to have drawn the ire of left liberal media outlets, which have largely been quick to condemn the event being hosted by Hungary and some going so far as to call Orban an autocratic leader. The event's chairman, Matt Schlapp, has hit back at the outrage, saying that it was evidence that he and his team must be doing something right. "Our mission is to increase freedom and opportunity across the globe, including for those living under socialist and communist regimes," he said in a post uploaded to CPAC's website. To hear the condescending whines from socialist boosters in the media like The Guardian, however, you would be led to believe that CPAC stood for something very different. "The truth that globalists will never understand is that freedom does not yield to submission, division does not increase prosperity, and government does not drive innovation," he continued. CPAC happily takes the arrows aimed at us by the globalist, socialist left whose objective is the submission of humanity to serve their radical agenda. "Let the media of yesteryear and the socialists dreaming of power and oppression of the people throw everything they have at us," he concluded. "We will stand strong and spread the message of freedom across the globe." Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.